Everybody, welcome to you, kicking to you live here out on XM Radio and across the platform. This is Dabu 7, World News Underground, World News, covering everything in between, all from one side of the spectrum to the other. Let's do a kicking to you, fresh and hot, the Dabu 7 News Show Hour. Keep it right here, folks. Michael DeSilva's here taking it into you here on XM Radio, baby, and across the spectrum. Do a little remix in here.
And we are back.
Here we go, folks.
In action. What is going on? MC in the house. Good to see you. Sizzy Q. Joe. D. Galra. Thank you for the feedback there. Shout outs to everybody out there. Everybody on Rumble, everybody on DLive, everybody on X. Yes, Crown Jewels. Yes, yes. Good to see you, brother. Just thinking about you. I hope all is good over there. Hope you've been getting it in, making moves, and all that good stuff. Hope everybody out there has been getting it in, making moves. If you can't feel it, I mean, there's something in the air. I was just talking to my good friend Spiro about just that, just something in the atmosphere. Only thing I can compare it to is like feeling like, you know, like a huge event is about to happen.
Yeah.
And you could just feel it.
Definitely. It's unfolding.
And yes, happy Good Friday.
Around the corner.
Much love to everybody out there. Thank you, E-Fitz. And I want to thank everyone out there that shares the stream. Thank you, Crazy Tacos, for sharing the link. Tooch. And thank you for kicking out the Buy Me a Coffee link. It is appreciated to the fullest. Hoodie Ross in the building. Yeah, I hope all is good with everybody. Things really starting to warm up out there across the country here. It is spring officially. We got a lot going on. Got a lot to cover here tonight. Some interesting stuff we're going to dive into. Just where we're at. So many things going on. So many interesting correlations. So, I'm going to start off here. In space. With that said, I'm going to share an image here real quick. Was just sent to me by Spiro. Interesting indeed here. Check this out. This is the weatherman, Noah Berggren. He says this is actually bizarre, and I'm not just saying that. This will be one of the more notable severe storm nights in March in recent memory. In the past hour, over 16,000 individual lightning bolts from western New York to Texas, spanning over 1,200 miles. And wouldn't you know, that is the path of the eclipse.
Yeah, it's going to be the same spot. Isn't that wild?
Banking right down that line.
On the 8th of April.
Interesting observation.
That's really weird.
That massive bit of energy is rallied up right there, firing all along the path. I'm going to be coming back to this eclipse thing over and over again just because there's so much really going on with it. And we're going to break down some stuff here. I'm going to start off with some of the space stuff, signs in the heavens, and we're going to end with it as well, biblically, diving into the Red Heifer prophecy. I dropped a video on that earlier, but I'm going to go into detail about some other things. The Red Dragon. All these signs in the heavens that are actually happening. to where even if you're not a believer in some of these things, there's so many things aligning and popping off that you should pay attention, I feel. All right, the sun. It is very active. We are entering the peak of the current solar cycle. And with it comes a lot of X-flare activity, a lot of sunspot activity. When we have this big AR-3615, it has produced another X-flare. Just popped off. Also two M-flares. And it's starting to head around the western limb of the sun. As I said on the last stream, when this happens, for whatever reason, the Earth is heavily connected to the sun on the western limb. Whenever, let's just say 3615 is almost out of view. I mean, literally, just almost out of view, and it pops off with the flare, we're still going to feel it way stronger than if it happened on the eastern limb for whatever reason. We're magnetically connected to the sun stronger off that side of the sun. It's just the way that it is. Every single time that a flare goes off or a CME, you can see it. You do your research, you'll learn and you'll know just that. Now, I warned on the last stream to watch this sunspot specifically because it was growing in size and it had the energy to let off an X flare. Delta, beta, gamma, or whatever they call it, conjunction of energies there. And these days, you really don't just need a CME or a flare. Solar filaments have been lifting off of the sun as well. And those are just like huge bands of energy to snap. And they can be as long as half of the sun. And when they send energy out, there's no classification on it. Like X flare, M flare, there's not. And it can be sending out a lot of energy, plasma, into the space with these filaments that erupt and rip. I'm surprised they don't have a classification because, I mean, maybe once the Earth gets licked one good time by one, they'll start doing it. Anyhow,
10:30 p.m.
That is a current look at the sun. And if you guys get any shots like this one right here, these moon halos caught in Michigan, let me know. Dabu7@yahoo.com. I'd love to share those images, start to stream off with them, give you some props. And I just love to see some of these cool events. And you can see right here that this is a natural event that happens. You may see sun dogs. Actually, I saw a sun dog just the other day in the evening. I think the evening sometimes the best time to catch it too. A lot of these shots are on the horizon when this is happening. No, but this was the moon, not the sun this time. 1:30 a.m. as the full moon was rising. So I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit too. The occult energy tied in with this moon. And everything that we're in here, people just don't realize. And even if they don't care about it, you probably should, because the lunatics that are in control of everything here on this planet, the evil ones, they do believe in all of this. And they'll go out of their way to make some things happen. You should pay attention to it. What do we got here? Oh, shout outs to Judge Britt that sent me in this link. They're now saying that no size or weight, size permitted or weight permitted travel is allowed on eclipse day. And this is starting to get just, we were already at too much. So what is it now? And with all the school closings, you better gas up, stock up on groceries, and there may be disruption in communications. And like, are you kidding me? Like, that's never happened before or during an eclipse. Why would it happen now? Why is the National Guard being rolled out? Oh, I mean, all these things are happening. So now, all of a sudden, in Texas, because of concerns This is what's going to happen in dozens of counties. No size permitted travel or weight permitted travel allowed on the day of the eclipse. Not just for the couple hours during it, but the whole day. Remember, the FAA put out a warning saying that there's going to be flight disruptions for the whole three-day window around this. I mean, just one thing after another, it just don't stop. But it's the truth. It's what's happening. And I'll continue to update on that eclipse as we get closer. And I'm going to talk more about it here in a bit, of course, because of the stuff that ties into it. Like I said, I'll keep circling back to it. But I'm going to keep it pushing here. Try to cover everything that I've got lined up here. Okay, this one. In a historic reversal, the U.S. is going to restart a shutdown nuclear power plant in the United States for the first time ever. And the reason being is because it is the biggest non-carbon producing energy that they've got. They've been trying to attack coal and natural gas and all this stuff. That's probably never going to end, but at some point it's going to in the future. You mark my words. Technology, I just got this funny feeling. They're going to find some clean way to burn coal or something. That's all it's going to take. Anything with coal or natural gas, it's going to make it worth its weight in gold. They probably already have this, to be honest with you. My soul just tells me they do. And this is all just a game and a gimmick. But if you're holding on to coal, you got property with coal down the road when this happens, I'm telling you. Because I'm watching BlackRock go in and snatch up all these places that got it. Like, well, if it's worth nothing, then why are you just buying this hundreds of acres here and hundreds of acres there? The only thing that's popping with them is they got some timber and they've got coal. So I'm watching these things like, man, I know how you fools operate. You're swooping in and getting this on the pennies. And then you turn around and something like that happens, you know. Just one given day changes life as we know it. No one out there would really be able to benefit from it, right? Because everyone had lost everything the past decade or so. Because they're stealing everything. You just wait till the next big, well, I don't even know what you want to call it. It's going to cause the Great Depression, the new Great Depression, the greatest depression. It's going to be a hijacking of everyone's 401ks and everything in their savings. Everyone. You remember I told you, because it's going to happen, it's rather obvious. It's just sitting there. You don't think these fools ain't plotted on it? They plotted on everything, every stack of money. And that's exactly what caused the last Great Depression, was these goons plotting to steal everybody's stuff. And that's what they did. We now know this for a fact. And I'm telling you, they're doing it again. You're going to see here, it's a lot more than just the United States. We're going to see it's tied into Europe here as well. I've told you the United States is coming down. It's by design. There's books written on it. Manly P. Hall wrote a book. He's a high-level Mason. It's called The Secret Destiny of America. You should go read it. It tells you everything that's about to happen to an extent. Because this has all been written and scripted for a long time. You know, just like the towers coming down. That's why you can fold up your money and see two towers smoking. Because it's an occult ritual. Almost all of it is. And as long as you keep sleeping to the fact, the spells are going to work on you. It's time you break them spells, those curses. You can do it. You sure can. You have to be aware that it's happening first. Pay attention. Be conscious of it. It's happening. We'll keep pushing here. Here's a big alert. Google urging millions of Chrome users, update your browser right now. because they found a flaw that lets hackers take over your computer. So, this is a huge story. This is absolutely huge. Just imagine the stories that can come from this in the coming days and weeks and months. All of the computers that have Chrome on them out there. And now they're saying that hackers can take over your computer, not just get in it, but take it over. So how come there isn't some emergency backdoor patch being plugged? Dude, this is bad news. So a heads up to everyone out there. Anyone that's got a laptop computer that is running Chrome, I'll tell you, they're about to pull mass hijacking. They're going to blame it on the bad guy, as always. But they're telling you right now, every single computer out there running Chrome is susceptible at this very moment. Yeah, Doug, vulnerabilities that they publish. Yeah, I hope all is well down there. Down there in El Paso in Texas. I'll be touching on some of the border stuff here in a bit. Doug Thompson, working the front lines down there. Much love, my brother, one of the only cats I know down there doing so. I appreciate it, all the effort. For real. So yeah, heads up there on Google. Now, if you're using Facebook or any social media, I'm going to tell you, but Facebook specifically here, we have agents that are going around and they admit on camera that they do this all day long, which means they have a long list. It's constant, where they're going door to door and they're questioning people about social media posts. So they usually come in groups of two. They show up kind of in plain clothes with the dark glasses on. And they're like, yeah, we're FBI. We just want to ask some questions. And this and that. Well, this lady got ticked off, and rightfully so, because this is happening. They're coming, harassing her at her door. She's like, well, what post? Like, I didn't even put anything threatening. Their excuse is that we're just showing up to try to talk things out to make sure there's no ill will, just to make sure that nothing happens. That's what they're saying. And she's like, well, I think this is kind of garbage because I didn't, threaten no one. Blah, blah, blah. Well, this is what's happening. And they're admitting they're going door to door all day long. They say they do this all day long. This happened in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Telling you, it's all across the country, especially here in this political season. I can only imagine all the Trumpers that are getting visits, or the people that cuss Biden and all that all day long. That's why they're so busy. Telling you, I've never heard it before. So many people hate that piece of work in the White House and everything going on there. There's all kinds of posts being made all the time. Yeah, these dudes are being worked all day, every day, as they say. All right, let's jump into some financial stuff here real quick. For those out there that like cryptocurrencies. We have a situation where the DOJ is charging KuCoin. Yes, maybe that gets some attention. KuCoin, if anyone's ever used it, they're going after them big time. Just like they've gone after everybody else. Remember, they ran Coinbase and Binance and everyone else out of the country in terms of the main base of operations. Now, they're after KuCoin. The same thing, saying that they were running some money operation and they didn't have no permission to do so. They didn't have no valid KYC program, and even when they did, they didn't apply it to existing customers. And KYC is know your customer. So, you know, the feds, they want to control everything. They want to know who everyone is. So, they've done this to everyone. And I said a long time ago that when you start to see this, you should probably pay attention to what's going to happen with them installing a CBDC finally in the United States. Well, Bitcoin's through the roof, I think record highs, if anyone's been paying attention. All these places have been ran out of the United States, so to speak. The man's after them. And I'm telling you, it opens the door for one crisis. Just one crisis. And they bring in the CBDC. It's definitely the power move. We know it. They just need a reason to implement it. The people aren't just going to take it at this point. They see that people have rejected it around the world. They have to try to get slick. Now, I'll remind you, over in Africa, in Nigeria, when they try to put the Inara on the people over there, or force their CBDC on the people rejected it. So what did the government do? Put them in the dark. Shut the lights out. So you just remember that. It's not a conspiracy theory. We already got a government that did it. And these guys like to use the same playbook here on their peoples. If you ain't seen with lockdowns and all that other stuff. Okay? And the CBDC is the same way. It may have a different name, but it's all the same thing in disguise. Connected to a blockchain, tracking you. It's all it is. Different flavor and color. Different name, but it's all the same thing. Tracking everyone, everywhere. And the people of Africa and Nigeria, they snuffed it out. Like, the question is now is, will the American people be smart enough, intelligent enough, with all this information flowing around them, and the truth right out here everywhere? By now, most people have heard that the CBDC is bad, because even your politicians are pitching it. Your RFK Juniors and your Trumps, all of them. So, they've had to have heard it at some point. So, people are like, no, that's bad. Especially all the Trumpers at this point. They're all like, all right, that they equate that with bad. They may not know a lot about it. So they're not just going to easily take it unless there's an emergency, I'm telling you. A crisis, you know how they are. So, in the meantime, crypto's been soaring, like I said, but also gold. Gold, setting records, baby. Told you, and yet it just set another new record. It's just charging, and I don't see it backing down. As things get more chaotic, gold's going to continue to run. As financial disruptions start to spark, you mark my words. Remember back a year or two ago when all the banks were starting to collapse, these little banks, and it was a scare, happened for like a week or two and then went away? It's about to happen again. Larger scale. If this is going to involve the whole world, the whole globe, it's going to tie into Europe. I'll explain more about that here in just a second. Gold, it's the ultimate hedge. If you got some, hide it, bury it, whatever. Use it for barter. I think silver is going to fare better. And matter of fact, silver has not exploded to catch up with this move in gold. Because anyone invested in gold right now is still riding in it. But once it hits its top, and the money jumps out of gold, it's going to jump into silver, you betcha. Right? And it's going to have its day. It's going to run up and finally break that $30 ceiling that it hasn't been able to break. Because gold just broke. It's called price discovery. And that's what they're going to do. It's going to go into uncharted territory until it finds a footing. It hits the ceiling and finds a support bracket. That's how it works. When you've got the most precious of metals doing this, this is, dude, everybody better pay attention. This isn't Bitcoin or some crap coin or something else that's a digital nothing. This is the most precious metal in the world. You know, the thing that Anunnaki came down here wanting. The fallen. And you wonder why every single country is stuffing their vaults with this one element. One. telling you, there's something so special about it you don't even know. Well, maybe you do. I tell you, but people just don't, they just don't accept it. They don't realize. Something special about gold, they ain't even telling you. By the time they do tell you, people get it figured out, they'll have it all confiscated, right? Anyhow, gonna keep it pushing. Here's a very interesting one. Because I know a lot of you are paying a lot of money for groceries. I mean, it's everywhere. It's in all the countries. It's happening everywhere. Yeah, nickel, copper, all that stuff's good. Oh, yeah. How much are you paying now compared to under Trump? Wouldn't it be fun to know? Well, you can know. You can know this. There is an app that allows people to go into the store and you can start to tally all the things that you're buying. And of course, whatever that you're getting right now in the store is going to be under Biden. So whatever bill you see is going to fall in the under Biden bracket. But it's going to show you what you would be paying if it was still like it was under Trump. And you can see with this one example here, under Trump, with just this one grocery list, the bill under Trump was $22. The bill under Biden, $36. I mean, expand that out. Large scale. To hundreds and thousands of dollars. That's $222 compared to $360. That's $2,200 compared to $3,600. See, I mean, it's a big difference, man. On average, at least 25% plus more people are paying for meat, for vegetables, fruits, dairy products. They've all gone up under this Biden scam. So, you know how the Biden regime would do. They'll come out and tell you, oh, everything's fine. We're doing better than ever. Yeah, and right. We're getting decimated, just pounded. People's paychecks can't keep up with the cost of everything. So, where are we at here? Okay. That's over on Daily Mail. I'll drop that link in the chat here real quick. On Rumble. And on DLive. For those of you that want to go and use that, look into that and get that app. Throwing something in the chest for my peeps on DLive. I'll open it up here in a minute. It's a PK. And this is what I was just telling you about expecting a financial crisis in Europe. The cat's out of the bag. I looked down. As I said, the cat's out of the bag, and I saw Black Cat. Synchronicity. Much love, Black Cat. Expect a financial crisis in Europe with France at the epicenter. So they just let it be known that it's about to go down. This is one of the reasons they just came out, and they're like, we should just switch our economy to a war economy. What?
Bad decision.
They openly said it.
They sure did.
Because where this is going, they're about to drive this into World War III because, by their own admission, it's going to open up more jobs and make them money. Financial crisis could send this thing into chaos. It will affect the whole world. All of this is shipping lanes getting disrupted because of this, that, and the other. We're just one or two big cyber attacks away from shutting everything down, dude. It's going to be everything I ever told you. That's what this is leading toward. We just had water targeted again.
Yep.
By a cyber attack.
Last week.
My brothers and sisters up in Canada, I used to always think that, hey, if it went down, we'd be in this together. man, like, it's crazy. All these illegals can go to and from all over the place, man. Just running across the border freely. But if, like, I tried to go to Canada, they'd be patting me down. They'd have me in some secret room. They'd be looking at my social media. Do you understand this? It's the truth. It's sick. Who's being treated like scum? Who's being profiled?
Us.
We are. I could even go into Canada if I wanted without that happening. Yet these goons can just go back and forth, smuggling people with them the whole time.
It's sick. Yes.
Anyhow, Canada, as this title says, you are the F word. Yep. It says the Canadian government is going to, they are expecting at some point civil unrest. And this is their own words. Once the people wake up and realize how totally screwed they are and how the economic situation is, they go on to state that the coming period of recession. So see, the coming period, they already, it's built in. You mean depression? It's going to accelerate the decline in the living standards of an entire generation. And they say that worldwide, it's likely that many Canadians under 35 will ever be able to buy a place to live.
That's sad.
Most people under 35 will ever own a place to live. That is insane nuts. Mm-hmm. But that's the truth. They're letting it be known. People ain't doing nothing. But it's just docile.
Like they're drugged up.
People need to start bucking back.
Spell.
Man, I remember a couple of...
Shot, probably. A lot of them.
Summers ago, Lee Stewie and all them were protesting all that crap. She was with some dude, and he went up, and he had a frying pan and started smacking people, man. Like...
I wouldn't recommend that.
You got some points across. That was the last time I see some action up there. You guys got any live streamers up there that you know of in Canada? Let me know. I'd love to follow them. I'm lacking in that department right now. Seems we used to have some over on DLive, but they've just kind of they vanished. The feds got them. And check this one out. When it comes to people fleeing for retirement, you know, oftentimes people want to go to the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a common thing, right? Like, people want to just go to the beach. Hell, I want to go to the beach right now. So people want to live there, retire on the beach, spend their golden years there, whatever. Tables are turning a bit. It seems that more and more people are seeking retirement in the Appalachians.
Mm-hmm. New data shows.
The mountains. You know, from West Virginia, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, the Carolinas, Georgia, down to Alabama. This whole stretch you see here. And it's crazy because this is showing all the counties here, like, where they've migrated to. And you can see it dead stops at Pennsylvania. I told you the report on last week, if you guys don't know what's happening to Pennsylvania, what they said with Pittsburgh and all this other stuff, and the towns there and the major cities, they're becoming like Detroit. What's about to happen there?
Yeah, it's bad.
Because of the decline here in this country, it's just falling apart.
Yep.
Remember, Biden regime came in and passed this huge infrastructure bill. As soon as he got in, nothing went toward infrastructure.
No.
We got bridges. No, I'll get to the bridge collapse stuff here in a bit, but we've got bridges and other stuff
just
rotting away in this country, all over the place.
Yeah, they could go anywhere in a lot of places. They could collapse.
Here's one. Here's an update on the COVID vaccine stuff.
Now listen to this, guys.
And And anymore, when I report on this stuff, they're admissions. They're like coming out and admitting this stuff. While like, it seems no one's paying attention.
Error spell.
Your gunshots out there.
Inside of Well.
Heart scarring. It's been detected over 1 year after the COVID-19 vaccine. This is crazy. Heart scarring.
Wow.
Whoa. Dude, every week it's something.
It's always something.
They're admitting to. I mean, the list is so long.
It
like,
keeps coming out. New stuff. Things happen to people from those
I mean, this is the newest. Heart scarring. This isn't enough to show the people that this was a big experiment and still is ongoing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what is. And look at this. They admit the stress. You know, the stress that they like to create on all of us every day. All the time. They like to compound the stress. They admit the stress creates a fourfold increase in the spread of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Stress can cause diseases a lot more, too. It's proven.
So, this sucks, because you know that as soon as someone gets words that they're diagnosed with cancer, it is immediate stress.
Yeah, it would be.
Seriously. So one almost has to just have nerves of steel. A calmness about it, I guess. When working through it, cancer right. is beatable and overcomable.
A lot of
it's
it
not
is.
End all the time. No. Depending on when they catch it, stages and all these things.
A lot of people live more than die from
it. And I believe that there's a cure out there, but they'll never give it to us.
No.
Well, not right now anyway. Mm-mm. Maybe in, you know, the beast world.
They kill enough people or get you in the beast system.
You know, when you're living under the mark of the beast, then yeah. these things will be free in there. Sad to say. That's more than likely how it's going to go.
11 p.m.
Flying cars and all that, anti-gravitics, all the stuff you know we
it's
have.
It's 11 p.m.
They're just not going to allow it until that. They're not going to allow it unless you bow down and accept the mark. If you want to participate in that world, if you want to be cancer free, these are the things they're going to dangle a carrot on a stick to anyone and everyone to come in to the beast society. But, you know, I just want to throw that information out there. And here's a positive behind it. And I believe that you should do as the Indians and the ancients and Lot have always said. Don't eat McDonald's. No, they didn't say that. But they said, let thy food be thy medicine.
Right. Real food.
Right?
Natural food.
And that's very key and critical. And I believe it to be
not
true.
GMO food.
That's why I'm so big on non-GMO, heirloom, yeah. anything and everything. The way right. God created it.
Natural.
Because of stories like this right here. Compounds found in broccoli can help dissolve blood clots and help prevent strokes.
And some cancers, too.
So anyone that comes across this information that may be suffering from ailments in this department, well, hey, you just discovered that good old broccoli can help dissolve this. But I'm going to tell you what, GMO broccoli may not.
Nope.
Who knows what they've done to it, what they stripped it of. What else it's crossed with? You just don't know. But good old God-given heirloom
might start growing broccoli. Your foot somewhere.
He's got the God-given power to do these things, and I'm telling you, a lot of other medicines are out there, man. We've talked about it before, with just the dandelions and making the tea out of it, white man's foot, the wild lettuce. And everything that grows around in your backyard, that it's natural pain relievers, and all this other stuff. let that food be their medicine. Not all this fast food junk, all this dollar store candy and carbs and all this junk. That's all they're putting anywhere and everywhere. And I've said it before, all the dollar stores and all the stuff that pop up, we've looked at the numbers. In those areas where they start to put dollar stores and Dollar Generals like that all over the place, the diabetes and disease skyrockets. So you have to be intelligent here and see what they are doing. Take a step back and see the bigger picture. And you can never go wrong with growing your own food. And I wish all of you luck out there with your crops this year. May God bless you with your crops this year. Those that are getting out there and getting at it. Some people out there just so full of crap too. I don't know. Let me jump into some politics here and keep pushing. Just saying. It ain't no dollar store altogether, but Panther. Much love, my brother. All right, so getting into some political stuff here. You're cracking here into this room. Donald Trump, a Jay from the Ville in the house. And me too, brother. It is the food pyramid upside down.
Yep.
Trump just overtook Soros' net worth. This is crazy because Trump, this whole world's a stage, but Trump owed like $500 million. And at the 11th hour, they reduced it and said, okay, we're going to reduce like 100 and some million, because he said he'd have to fire sale all of his properties and, you know, all this crap. Soon as it's done, he finishes the CPAC deal or something worth billions. Now he's selling Bibles for $60. Not to mention, he was just 2 weeks ago, he came out with his own line of shoes, golden sneakers. Mm-hmm. Dudes were buying them, getting them autographed, and they turn around selling for like tens of thousands of dollars or something stupid.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. You know, Trump, just a power move here. I mean, just this quick. As soon as you think the dude's going to be flat broke or something, no. He just overtakes Soros. Whatever Soros has left in his coffers is going to go to his son, Alex, whenever he passes away. And he's been giving more and more and more power to his son, which is one to watch. I follow him on Twitter just to keep an eye on the enemy. Yeah, that's a scary one. Here's another scary one. Look what they slipped into the most recent omnibus bill. You know, one of those bills that we tell you all the time is packed full of what we call pork. No one had a chance to read it. It was signed on Saturday while everyone was, you know, not looking, or on Christmas Eve like they always do. Well, this is one of those deals. Well, they just signed it. This whole thing, this omnibus bill, into law, and what they did is they hid in it where they can track cattle electronically. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you what, right now, people better start fighting back, and they better start swinging hard.
Yep.
Because they're coming for everything.
Yep.
If you just lay down and you let this happen, they done lasered the whole northern part of Texas here last month, was it?
Yeah.
An attack, direct attacked our cat.
Hello? What happened?
It's our time.
All right, we just had a problem. I don't know what happened here.
It's that time.
It ain't that time. Something's messing around with something here. I'll tell you that right now. This was right where I had it. Somebody went in here and did something. So anyway, I guess what we'll have to do is redo this again, I guess. I mean, I don't really know because this is not working and it's acting up, so. And it's trying to play when I've just stopped it, so something weird's going on here with Rumble right now. I'm going to go back to it and we'll come back to it here. See what's going on here. Something really screwy has happened here. You know, this is the way it is with this social media, hacking into stuff and messing with things, you know. Yeah, you need to really take stock about what's being said here. Don't eat GMO food. You try to get the natural air growing foods. Also, you need to make sure also, well, I'm trying to work on this to get back where we were. See what's going on here.
It's our time.
Let's see. Yeah, this thing is acting up. The hackers are hacking. Alright, let me see if we can go right back to where we were. I'm gonna try to do this. Still live. I don't know why it's live, because I had control over the thing and now I don't have any control. So I guess we'll have to stop this. And then once this thing finishes, I can go ahead and do episode 2. I'm not going to repeat what we just played. I'm just going to kind of go over it without being on the air and then get back where we were. And then I'll start hitting record again to do the second and third part. So we just got to see where I was at. I think we're about almost about an hour into it. It's about 2 hours long, a little bit over an hour. But I, like I said, I don't have no way to track it. It's not giving me that functionality. Something's going weird on with Rumble right now. So yeah, we'll probably just stop it right there until I can figure out what the hell's going on here. Because it was working and it just started playing from the beginning. It's just really strange behavior here. I don't have a... Let's see if I can restart it and see if we can get this thing going. Okay. Let me go back into here and... So I hope everybody had a good weekend, a good week. It's Friday night. I hope everybody is doing well. I'll talk to you a little bit while I try to get everything back up. Something weird happened here with our stuff. Somebody's messing with stuff. We're going to get that straight and take care of that person, whoever did it. And we'll definitely get that taken care of. Find out who did it and we'll do something about that person so they won't be able to do it again. We'll fry their processor or something. Do something to stop that. Let's see. So it won't happen again next time. Okay. Right. So anyway, we'll get this up and running. We'll do part 2 and 3. Like I was just saying out loud while we're trying to get everything going here. Here we are. Go back to here. Yeah, alright. And let's see. I think that might be it. That's got to be the one. That's okay. We'll get into here. See if I can get a.
It's our time.
Stop that. Yeah, we're getting remixes here. I don't know why that's coming up. Anyway, let's, it's still doing this like a live broadcast, isn't it? Give me the... So anyway, we will come back and I'll try to get this, definitely try to get this straight here. All right. So we will. I'm gonna. All right. I don't know.
Okay. So we'll be back momentarily, and we'll be back with part two once I figure this out.
Okay. Thank you for listening, guys, and God bless you. And we'll be back with hour number two. Momentarily.